If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of VisionServe Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join VisionServe Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-VisionServe.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distant, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40. And receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. Well, big day. We made it. It's our anniversary month. Our anniversary month. Years. We've come to hit the point of 6 years. That's right, believe it or not, 6 years. This month we'll be celebrating around the all month of April. That's right. Yes, it's our anniversary. Anniversary. That's right. This month of April, we celebrate our 6th year on the radio. Before we begin this great show today, let me introduce you to the players. My co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. That's my co-host, Lynn Golder. Come in.
I'm here by hook or crook, and happy Easter to all our friends that celebrate Easter. We hope you're having a wonderful day, and welcome to the April 4th, 2021 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And also, about 50 miles away from us, in Orlando, Florida, is our other co-host, Gary Sinclair. Are you there, Gary Sinclair?
I certainly am, and happy Easter, everybody. I hope you had a good time and got some full bellies.
And in the studio, in Orlando's studio. This is not a podcast. We're on the radio. That's right. And if you're turning in the changing dials, stop right there. Listen to this show. That's right. If you want to know what this is all about, well, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. And in the studio, Chris Shaw, are you there? Our producer, engineer?
I told you I'll be back. Good evening.
Yes, Chris Shaw.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. I'm a little bit welcome today. Thank you so much for having me.
And welcome to the anniversary show. And folks, let me just say this right now. This month, besides we playing songs and giving out trivia for those songs, as we always do, this month we'll be doing something a little different. Besides that, we'll be doing other trivia. And the trivia will be not music. It's going to be, well, let's just say this way. I'm going to start off by saying right now, the first one who calls with this answer, I'm going to give you a question. Oh, wait a minute. I did something wrong already. Screwed up the show already, folks.
Yes, you did.
I screwed up my Lynn.
I'm giving him hand signals here.
Yeah, but you can't give a blind person hand signals.
You can see the movement. And he can see me waving my hands. That I know he can see. Can't see my face, but he can see the movement of my hand. Yeah, so anyway, we wanted to do the shout-outs first, and then Michael was going to talk about that later. So anyway, today's show is dedicated to our dear friend Dawn Brooks. And Dawn, I know you'll be listening to this another day with Charles's phone and on the website.
Sick.
But we're sending you love and prayers, Dawn. Dawn is out of the hospital, but now she's in a rehabilitation center.
She still has COVID-19, though.
So we're praying for a speedy recovery. I'd also like to give a shout-out to Olea Landa-Villard, who is the director at the American Print House, the APH Connect Center. And then I have a question, but I'll let Gary do his shout-outs. Gary, do you have any shout-outs?
I want to give a shout-out to my son, Wayne, and hopefully my grandson, Braden, will be listening in Texas.
Oh, that would be nice. How about you, Chris?
Well, I got a shout out to you and definitely to you. Definitely to Lynn, Mike, and Gary. Thank you all for all that you do. Keep up the good work and happy anniversary to you all month long.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, before Michael goes on, I just have one really, really important question. And it is as follows. This is not trivia. It's just call in and tell us.
Oh, by the way, before you even begin that, I didn't give the phone number.
Oh. Let's give
the phone number to call in for this, what she's going to ask you, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Okay, here's my big question of the month. Do you prefer a hollow chocolate bunny or a solid chocolate bunny? So there you go. That's my question on Easter Sunday.
It's like candy.
Yeah.
What do we win?
Tell me, am I candy?
Did they win anything?
No, I said it's
what
not
do we
a
win?
It's not trivia. Just a question.
Okay.
You like a hollow one?
Or
can you tell?
Or
can I tell it now?
Sure.
You can tell yours. What do you prefer?
I like the hollow ones.
Yay,
too
Gary.
Hard to bite the solid ones. Yeah, a little at a time.
That's solid. I like it solid.
That's because Gary and I are the same age.
Well,
like
I like it.
I don't
solid
know. All my bunnies I've ever had have been hollow.
All right. They're just
time to break.
Okay, so now go back to my thought.
Okay, Michael, you're on.
For this month, I'll be asking questions and end up with a prize, besides the music questions. So here's the first question of the moment, of the day. There's a lot of airlines that are no longer with us, that we all know. A lot of airlines that are no longer in business. But I want to know, and this is worth $20 at a CVS drugstore or a Walgreens, $20 for the answer. But you got to get all of it right. Not part of it. You might get one or two right, but you got to get all of them right to win the prize. Okay, so here's the question. The question is going to be, the airlines no longer in business. Name these three airlines, three of them. You got to name all three. The first one starts with an A, the letter A. The next one starts with the letter P, P like Paul. And the next one begins with P like Paul. So there's three letters on each.
So is it APP?
Yeah, but the point is, the first airline starts with an A. The second airline that's no longer in business starts with a P. And the third airline that's no longer in business starts with another P. So two airlines, two different airlines, starts each one with a P. And the first one starts with an A. Okay, so the first one, I'm giving the first person to call in from out of Florida. First person out of Florida. You're given 10 minutes to call in out of Florida. If you don't call in within the first 10 minutes, it's open to anywhere, including Florida. So anywhere but Florida, first 10 minutes, Chris. So after 10 minutes, it's anyone else. So anybody calls in the first 10 minutes, it's only out of Florida. After 10 minutes, it's anywhere, including Florida. So again, I'll repeat, $20 gift card prize. From CVS drugstore or Walgreens, whichever you wish. Okay, $20. This is our anniversary.
Okay, Michael,
airlines that's no longer in business.
Michael?
Letter A. Wait a second. Letter A, the letter P like Paul, and the letter P like Paul. What, Gary?
Well, while they're doing a thinking of games, I was going to mention something about, you know, Alex Trebek that just passed on. I didn't realize that they've had people on to host the show as a co-host.
Yeah,
and they're putting
did.
Different people on. They're putting different people on. But I'm not a football fan, so, you know, I don't know. But they got a famous football player that's going to do the host this week, starting Monday.
That's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that one. I got to check that one out. I'm going to have to pull that one up. I got a caller calling in. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Phone number is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. If you're going to call in for the first 10 minutes, it's out of state of Florida first. No one in the state of Florida can call in for the first 10 minutes for the first question, the first trivia. After 10 minutes, it's open for anyone, including Florida.
Hey, Lynn.
You got to get all three right. You can't get two of them right. You got to get all three.
Yes, Gary.
On a break, I need you to go to Alexa and ask her, good morning, and she's going to give you a good morning Easter thing. Then she's got a trivia question,
break. I'll have to do it later after the show, Gary.
I was going to have you tell the people what it is. I can't think what it is. It's a joke.
Yeah, I really can't do that during the break. Do you have the caller, Chris? We have to go to break.
When you go on break, I'll get it.
You're muted.
We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Hope you can call in. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
All right, so I got two callers calling in from Florida when we come back. That'll probably be about 10 minutes.
Okay. Once more, we'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40. And receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The host, Michael. Welcome back. The phone number to call in. Getting tongue-tied here already. 407-894-1680. Folks, when we started this radio show, believe it or not, 6 years ago, the whole idea was to let the word get out about the visually impaired and the blind community. See if we get them jobs, to educate, to entertain, to inform. That's what it's all about. And during that time, I'm so happy we got so many sighted people listening to this radio show. I'm going to say, but right now, about 30% of our audience is sighted, which I love. And you folks are allowed to call in, which hopefully you're allowed to call in all the time. We'd love to hear from you. You can call in during trivia or anything else we're doing. This radio show is yours, the sighted folks, as well as the visually impaired and blind. We love hearing from you. This is your show as well. We love it. So, folks, Gary, you have anything to say about what I just said?
I just say, you know, and not only that, but we've helped a lot of people that call in and ask where to go and how to do things and speed up the process for them. And a lot of people have listened to the show and paid attention to a lot of things and learned a lot of things to help them get around. And the sighted people, it's so good that they listen, because sometimes we talk about how we do things and they understand what we do. Or, you know, we've talked about at a restaurant, you know, how we identify our food on, you know, with the 12 o'clock system, you know, where we put our food and things like that, and it helps them.
Hey, Mike, Gary, Lynn.
Yeah.
I got two callers on the phone line. All right, so there go our 10 minutes. It was about 7:12 when we did this, when the question went out, and you said we got 10 minutes. So we had two callers to call in. One was calling in from Orlando, and the other was calling in from Lakewood, Florida. But the Lakewood caller is no longer with us. So in replace of the Lakewood caller, we had someone from Oceanside, New York, to give us a call.
That's the first one there, Oceanside, New York.
All right. So, Mike, are you ready?
Are there any other callers calling in right now out of Florida?
Nope, that's it right now.
Okay, let's take Oceanside. Who's in Oceanside, New York?
It's our good friend Howie from Oceanside, New York.
Hey, Howie. Happy Easter, Howie.
Happy are you holiday, in Oceanside today, or are you in South Florida today? This guy moves around. This guy moves around all the time. He's in New York. He's in Florida.
So I'm in Oceanside, New York.
He said, "Happy. I hope you had a decent."
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear you. Thank you very much.
You did as well.
Same to you. Happy Passover.
You guys are doing a great job. It really is.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'll give you one more.
Okay, so who do you think the three letters belong to?
What do we got? ATP?
Yeah.
ATP. P is Pan American. T is Trans World Airlines.
No, you said T, no T. There's two P's. One's a P for, there's two different airlines with letter P, Paul. And it's one and A like Apple. They're no longer in business.
Well, all right.
So who's
a P? There was Aloha Airlines from Hawaii. I don't know if you have that. And there's was a Pinnacle Airline.
Well, I'm saying more like a well-known airlines. You're picking up cockamamie airlines.
ATA went out of business also.
Who?
America West was another one.
Oh, yeah. American West, I'll give you. Who's another P?
You won't give me Pinnacle?
No. I want to know a known airline that everybody would know, not just some cockamamie airline nobody would ever heard.
Mike, you can't call them cockamamie, Mike. Come on, Joe Biden.
No, there was an A airline that was very popular, especially in the East Coast and the South. Very popular A airline.
There was a Pacific Coast Airline that went out of business.
Oh, come on. Come on, mention an airline that everybody would know, an airline that was around.
With a P?
Yeah, with a P.
I gave you four of them.
And you know what? Based on what I know from you, it flew out of all airlines. It flew out of, we're talking about airlines that people would know. I mean, I can mention a lot of airlines, too.
Well, you got to give...
But the point is, we're talking about well-known airlines. The people in how I mention airlines, people would know.
Howie is coming from all the airlines because he do travel.
Waka, waka, all right, waka. I've given you what I got.
Three airlines.
Penn Air.
If I mention these three airlines, everybody that on the radio would know these three airlines.
With a P. I gave you give me Aloha and you're giving me Pan Am.
Now, Pan Am, I'll go along with. Pan Am is a known airline. No, Pan Am, okay, Pan Am. Pan Am is one. I give it to you.
All right. We do.
I've given you what I got, Michael.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we'll move. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for trying.
Known airlines.
Thank you, Howie. Hold on one. Thank you, Howie.
Thank you, Howie.
Do you have anybody else?
All right. So let's go right here around the corner, up the river and through the woods to Miss Orlando. We have Olivia from Orlando calling in. Olivia? She got this.
Yeah.
She got this.
Okay.
Hello,
Olivia.
Okay. Is this your first time caller, Olivia?
Well, huh? I have called before, but I've never won.
Okay, let's see if you win. Okay, good luck. I want three airlines that is well known. I'm not talking about some cockamamie little airline that nobody ever heard of. Three airlines. The first one will start with an A and two with a P.
Okay. Two with a P.
Yeah.
Okay.
He gave you one already. Airline? That'll help you.
Okay. What? United Airlines and Pan America?
Wait. Pan American is one. He said that too. Pan American.
United.
No, United's still in business. Got to be three airlines that are no longer in business.
The letters have to start
Pacific
with
Airlines?
Huh?
Pacific Airlines?
No, I never heard of them. Got to be people that look, I'm a million miler. I got to go from people that would know it all over the country.
Okay, did I get, I didn't get either one.
You got, so far, you and Howie did right with Pete, one P, which was Pan American.
Pan American.
What's another P?
Pacific.
Nope.
Wait a minute. Pan America.
I want three well-known airlines. These are well-known airlines, I promise you.
Pan America.
I'm thinking of airlines that were very popular at one time. The one with an A was very popular all over, especially the East Coast. And well, it was very popular
Amtrak.
East Coast. No, airline.
Yeah, I know. We're talking about the train.
You're on the wrong track.
Okay. Pan American. Continent. Okay.
Anybody else? I thank you for calling. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
Maybe you win one of the trivia.
Yeah, maybe you win one of the songs. Keep on listening.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. Thanks for trying. Chris, anybody else?
Nope, that's all I got for right now.
I'll give you a big hint. I'm going to give you both. I'm going to give anybody. The A and the P that's left. They both got Pan American correct. These two airlines were very, very, very well known, promise you. Especially if you traveled the South and you traveled the East Coast, they were all over the East Coast and the South. I flew them many, many times. Actually, one of the airlines I'm not thinking about, but Howie was, I should have given him the other A because he mentioned Aloha. Aloha West, that was big in Hawaii. But it wasn't big all over. But it was big. I could. If there was a question, I could have given him that one. But he didn't have a third one.
You want to do Gary's trivia first while we're waiting? We only have 4 minutes.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hey, Lynn.
That's Gary.
Lynn. Okay. Yes, my question to you is, what did they call? What was Peter Cottontail's name and his nickname in the 70s?
I don't know, Disco Hoppy Bunny.
Okay, folks.
He had a nickname.
It's what is it?
Peter Polyestertail.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, I'm going to give you the answer to the three airlines.
Hold on. I got a caller calling in. Hold on.
We got 3 minutes.
Okay, all right. I got William from Delray Beach. I can't. That's a
William from Delray Beach. William from Delray Beach. Are you there, William?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Welcome William. To the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Happy Easter,
William.
Happy Easter. Well, good
Thank
luck.
You. Same to you.
People. Are you listening on WFTL down there?
Yes, over.
850 on the AM dial. Are you listening on WFTL?
WFTL.
Good. Glad you're listening on WFTL. Great radio station. So, yes. William. What do you think the three letters are stand for?
Okay. Was there a People's Airlines?
A what?
People's. It was a local.
People's.
Like a Southwest or
no,
like
no,
a jet.
No,
type
no. Next
airline.
One? Another one.
I don't have another one for P. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned one already of the three, Pan American.
Well, Pan Am, yeah. I heard you say Pan
Am. Yeah, Pan
Am.
I'm talking about two airlines. That very well known, if you lived in Florida, if you lived in New York, if you lived anywhere in the South, North Carolina, South Carolina, if you lived in the South, all over the South, you flew those airlines.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember a People's Airlines, People Airways.
Okay, so you have no idea, William?
No, don't know.
Okay, I'm going to give you the answer, then you'll say, oh, yeah, I know those airlines. Ready for the answer? Chris, any more else?
Nope, that's all we got for right now.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the answer. The answer is A stands for Allegheny Airlines. Allegheny. Everybody knew Allegheny. I flew that many times. Allegheny.
And that's because you're from Pennsylvania.
No, it was all over the South. Allegheny. And the other P stands for Piedmont. Piedmont. That was a...
Yeah, Piedmont, yeah.
Piedmont, very popular airline. If you were in the South, if you were in... I mean, that was big airline, the East Coast, Piedmont Airlines, and of course, Pan American.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be doing another one later in the show. Give you some more initials. We're going to go to break. We're going to go to break. We'll do some more trivia with airlines a little later in the show. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with the Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, sunu.com.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. By the way, if you missed any part of the show today or any other day in the last, well, almost 6 years, there's over 300 in our archive. We archive all the shows. When the show's over, we usually do it within a couple hours. Sometimes it takes 24 hours, this show. So then when the show's over, we archive them. So they're all there, except for, I think, for a couple that we missed because of the hurricanes. So, folks, look us up, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the A-N-D and blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Check us out. We got a whole thing on our web. And by the way, it's time for Lynn. Lynn, are you there?
I am, and I'd like to welcome, for the very first time, a new friend from Austin, Texas. Welcome, Carla Martinez.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Carla.
Welcome, Carla.
Carla, before we begin the interview, I just have a very important question. You ready?
Yes.
You prefer hollow Easter Bunny or solid chocolate Easter Bunny?
Oh, solid chocolate.
Like me. That's like Michael.
Two to two. Well, who was the other one that liked solid?
I like it, and she likes
it. Oh, and Gary and I like hollow. Okay. All right, we'll let you in anyway. All righty.
So, well, by the way, happy Easter. By the way, happy Easter, Carla.
Thank you. Happy Easter to you, too.
So, Carla Martinez, tell us how you learned about the show. I'm curious.
Well, I actually learned about the show on Facebook. Somebody posted the link of your guys' show on Facebook, and I clicked on it, and I heard it. And it has helped. It happened to be that show where the guy from Time Warner Cable was invited. And that has made a big difference. Yeah.
I remember when Peter from Spectrum was on.
Yeah.
Very nice. And
but she could call in.
Yeah, and by the way, I sent somebody your way, one of our other advertisers from Strap Technologies. His name is Ben, and he and his wife are going to stop by your restaurant one day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit what is your condition, by the way, that categorizes you as legally blind, if I could be known?
Well, actually, I was born with congenital cataracts, which they probably won't make somebody be legally blind, but some events in life, you know, late in life, made my condition be worse. And then I became legally blind since 2000. And that's when I had my first baby. And then I developed glaucoma. So you know how glaucoma is. It's very progressive.
Right.
And in the bad way, I guess I can say. So it just got worse, you know, through the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I became legally blind,
a lot of listeners with glaucoma. And
me too.
Yeah, Michael.
See, the problem is that I thought it's really devastating when you have that such a big change in your life. But what I always think is I cannot give up. You know, my kids are watching. So you just have to keep going.
That's right.
Every day.
And how did you get involved in the restaurant business? Carla's Cuisine.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's Carla with a K.
Yeah, Carla with a K, Carla's Cuisine in Austin, Texas, the Brown Heatley Building. So there is a program for blind people that is called the Business Enterprises Program, and that's for everybody that is listening. Right now, it's a little on the bad side because of all COVID, but we are starting to reopen again, and that gives blind individuals priority to be on federal or state buildings. So then you can either have a cafeteria or restaurant or a vending route.
Right. I know about the vending route. That's the Randolph Shepherd.
The Randolph Shepherd. Yeah.
Right.
And you know what?
So your restaurant falls under the Randolph Shepherd? Is that vending?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. It does fall under the Randolph Shepherd. It is the best opportunity that it had ever knocked on my door. You know, it is very, very, very good for any blind. I mean, of course, you have to put a lot of work into it. You know, it's waking up at 4 in the morning every day and all that, but it is totally worth it. If you are willing to put the work, it is worth it.
What is your food? What kind of foods do you have?
Things that you like, Gary.
I do. Like, we open in the mornings. We serve breakfast tacos, croissant sandwiches, biscuits with gravy. You know, our very own Texan-style biscuits with gravy.
Oh, wow.
And
that's what I like.
Oh, yeah, I know. And we also have lunch. We only open for breakfast and lunch, as I said. And we have anything from taco salads, all Tex-Mex, and Italian food to real items, you know, hamburgers, everything. And, you know, it has been a way that I have been able to take care of my kiddos. And I'm divorced. So, you know, it was like a challenge when I got divorced in 2012. But he has given me the opportunity, you know, to buy my own house, to take care of my kiddos. And I'm going to be a proud mama. My older kiddo is at Harvard going to school right now.
No kidding. Harvard. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's his thing. You know, he's a smart cookie. Yeah. And I have my little one going to middle school, pretty smart kiddo too. So I have two boys. And he has given me the opportunity to take care of them and have a very good lifestyle with, you know, a good business. And, you know, it's just, I mean, it has been very, very great.
Was it good? And by the way, everybody, if you're in the Austin area, that's Cuisine with a K. So it's
yeah, K-K. If you're in the Austin area, you got to go there to eat. Yes. So is that sausage and biscuits and gravy? With the sausage?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite breakfast.
We put sausage with the biscuits and gravy. Yes.
How far oh. Gary,
you
how
know what
far
they call that in the Navy? SOS.
Gary, how far is that from your kids?
Probably wouldn't. Fort Hood would be about a little over an hour. About an hour. Yeah.
Do you fly into Austin, Gary?
I've flown there twice. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
So Carla, how difficult was it to get approved as a legally blind individual for the grant?
No. Actually, you have to go basically to school with at TCRC, the Crisco School for the Blind and Rehabilitation Center. That's how they call it. And you have to go to school there and then take the assessment for the program. And once you pass it, then you get into the class, which is about 4 months. And then after you pass, I mean, they send you to a facility to work every day. And sometimes, depending on the manager, sometimes they would give you the opportunity to take decisions. Sometimes they're not. It all depends. Mm-hmm. But it is quite a challenge. I mean, as I said, all you need to do is put the work into it. And if anybody that is blind, legally blind, you know, puts the work into it, they want to work hard into it, you have the opportunity to get your own facility.
And he has a lot,
there are different cases. We have people that are legally blind and they are on their own and they find really good people that they can have, you know, working with them. Like in my case, I have my fiance and my kiddos with me and a very good people too that I have hired. I have somebody that has worked with me for like 8 years. And even with pandemic, you know, that we had to close, she said, whenever you open, right, I want to come back.
Well, your restaurant looks large, huge, and very clean. You can tell from the photos.
Now, you folks are going to Austin, Texas. Yeah. Don't forget to stop in Carla's Cuisine.
Yeah, and also, if anybody wants to learn about the program, I really don't mind if they contact me and ask questions about it.
I would be happy to help. Why don't you give them the contact information before we say goodnight?
Well, just exactly, Carla's Cuisine, as you said, Carla with the K, and then Cuisine with the K. Like if you were going to type Cuisine, and you know, but it's Cuisine at gmail.com, and you can shoot me an email, and we will be happy to talk to you about everything. And just remember, there is in every single, almost every state in the United States.
Well, you are really an inspiration. I'm so glad we met.
Thank you very much.
I got to fly up for the biscuits and gravy. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. We got you.
Well, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Stay safe.
Happy
Be
Easter,
well.
Yes.
Keep on listening.
Happy Easter to you guys.
I'm listening.
Thank you.
And thank you. We appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We're going to go to trivia right now. This is trivia. Gary, it's your trivia. You're up.
All right. I've got a trivia out there tonight, and it's a song that I don't know, the younger generation, I don't know, but the older generation definitely knows this song. And who's singing this song?
407-894-680. That's the phone to call in, 407-894-680.
With all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fella in the Easter parade on the Avenue, Fifth Avenue. The photographers will snap
on
it, and you'll find that you're
in the Rosa Gravure. 407-894-680. That voice you should know.
Good, no, that's an easy one. That's the most famous Easter song I think there is.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-680. Okay, so who knows that voice? 407-894-680. Who knows that voice? This is our anniversary show. Could you believe 6 years now? We'll be celebrating this whole month. 407-894-680.
Well, what's amazing, Michael, is we started actually our first show in April.
We did.
So this puts us... That was in 2012. Our first show. We all started on April all the time.
That's true.
Yep.
And the same week.
Yeah, 2012 was our first show. That's when I got sick. That was Blind Matters.
Yeah.
This is Blind and Beyond. Now, we started in 16.
We're on the
and
air,
you really? Stop and think at from 2012 to now, we were only actually off the air for a year and a half with
That's
Michael's
exactly
problem.
Exactly right, Gary. When Michael had cancer, exactly right.
Yep. Unfortunately, we all came back together again.
By the way, folks, anybody wondering, tomorrow's my big day. Big
yes,
day tomorrow.
Send your prayers.
Send your prayers. Please send your prayers. I need my prayers. Tomorrow,
yep.
The doctor is going to see if I can, you know what, on my own, urinate on my own. Tomorrow, he gave me something.
And Michael, you've been on the pill for a week.
Yeah, been on the pill for a week.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Gary, you're so child of the 60s.
Yeah.
And the 70s, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Let's wait and see if anybody's calling in for Gary's song, appropriate for today.
That's an easy song. I know there's somebody out there who knows that song.
And I can take a deep breath because all the canines are finally sleeping and leaving me alone.
Oh, you must give it to T-U-R-K-E-Y early.
Thank you for spelling it, Gary.
All right, so are you ready?
We're ready.
Are you ready? I got a gentleman all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, who's calling in. He goes by the name.
Oh, I know who this is going to be.
Yeah, I think we all know. We all know. The name is Roy. Roy calling in from Nashville, Tennessee. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Roy.
I'm doing good.
Now, Roy, listen here, Roy. This is what I'm going to explain to you. You got a cheat sheet on your end.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Wait, does she have long red hair?
Yeah.
So that is right there. Tell her we said hello. But before we go any further, Roy, do you know who was singing that Jimmy Jam right there?
Yeah, that was Easter Parade by none other than Bing Crosby.
You got it, buddy.
You're absolutely right.
$10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway is coming your way.
Now,
all right.
Now,
it pays to listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Rory, have you been listening to the whole show since you're off tonight, I guess?
Kelly has been listening to it, and whenever that song came on, she was like, "Do you know this?" And I was like, "Sure, I listen to a lot of old music." But she was like, she was after me to call in, and I was like, "Oh, I'm sure you're going to have a ton of people calling in with this. It's Bing Crosby, for God's sake." But anyway, she was after me to call in, so I called in. So
So, ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls, all listening ears, I just want you to know, when I said a cheat sheet, I was talking about our good friend, Kelly J, who now resides in Nashville, Tennessee, because Kelly know everything. I kid you not. There's not one song. You did?
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Kelly.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy Passover to y'all, too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We got a y'all.
Yeah, we got a y'all.
You've been in Tennessee too long to say y'all.
Yeah, she's from New England. Y'all. So Roy,
yeah,
it
happened. I was off tonight. I would usually be playing at the Nashville Palace right now, but the Palace decided to close for Easter, so I had the evening off. So
look, you don't even know what to do with yourself having a night off, huh?
I'm kind of enjoying it because I don't have many nights off these days. Nashville is kind of crazy. Nashville is kind of coming back to life, and so I'm playing somewhere a lot these days. So
Rory, this is Lynn. Yes. I just am so impressed with your musical talent. I play sometimes when you're on, like when Kelly does these little, I don't know, what do you do, get like Facebook Live, Kelly?
Where'd she go? Share the live streams of his performance.
Yeah, so I let Michael listen. You're so talented. I love when you play the accordion.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's I did not expect that accordion would be such a big part of my life when I moved here to Nashville. It's funny how that happens because, I mean, I play a lot of things and I just never expected that accordion would be so integral to what I'm doing here. But it's kind of funny. It's kind of become a big part of what I do, strangely enough.
Yeah, it works.
I actually made my Nashville debut on Friday.
Congratulations.
What did you say, Kelly?
Repeat that.
Rory and I sang our song on stage.
The one that you sent me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, how did it go?
We could.
All right. That's great. You guys are having fun there. That's nice. We're happy.
Well, we appreciate your phone call calling in.
Happy
Enjoy your $10 stuff.
Keep on listening.
And keep on listening.
Kelly, I don't know if you'll be able to listen, but for the end of the month, we're going to do our big shebang for
April 25th. We'll have all the co-hosts and have a lot of other things coming on.
Call in, too, because you've been with us.
Yeah, that's Rory's birthday, actually. He'll be playing, but I'll be here listening. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll be with him on his birthday.
Well, we'll see.
Well, Kelly, well, listen, Kelly, don't get yourself in a doghouse, Kelly.
Yep. Great.
Hey, Roy, hold on one moment. I need to get some information from you.
All right.
I'll text it to Lynn.
Okay, thank you. That'll work.
I'll text it to Lynn, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Roy. Thank you, Kelly. It's always a pleasure to hear you.
All right. We're going to go to
the Blind and Beyond radio show. When we come back, we'll do another Airlines. Three initials.
Oh, brother. Another one?
Oh, yeah, brother.
Well known. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.